Hello everyone, thank you for joining my talk. So my name is Tayyab Ahmad and I work for Netsch Grinding and Dispersing. We are a German company located close to Frankfurt in Hanau. And let's get straight into it. Yeah? So the topic of my talk will today be about a novel process for the manufacturing of fine-grained NDFEB magnet powder. And I will explain to you how fine grinding and precise grinding can improve the magnetic properties of NDFEB magnets. So I will start with a quick introduction into our company. So the Netsch Group is a German family-owned company, still managed by the founding family, the Netsch brothers. And in general, we have three big business units. The first one is the analyzing and testing. They basically make analyzing tools for DSC measurement or other types of material science analytics. The second business unit is the grinding and dispersing unit, to which I belong. We are located in Bavaria as well as in Hanau. And the third and the biggest business unit of us are the pumps and the systems. Yeah, so just about a little bit our sizes. We are over 4,700 employees, so we are not a small company, but also maybe not a very big enterprise, but still a quite huge company. Our sales volume is over 800 million globally. So we have a 150 years of history. The Netsch company was founded in 1873 by the Netsch brothers, the original Netsch brothers, and still in the fifth generation of held by the Netsch family. And we expanded in the later 60s and the 70s to North and South America, and as well in the end of the 90s and the beginning of the 2000s to Asia, like China and India. We have their production facilities as well as testing and testing labs, as well as sales, after sales service and lab services. Yeah, so in grinding and dispersing in general, we supply basically our equipment to every kind of industry. We have supply to chemicals and minerals, food and pharma, energy solutions, and we have a worldwide after-sales service with local technicians and engineers for service and maintenance, as well as commissioning and training. Inside our business unit, we are almost more than 1,100 people, sales volume around 300 million. We have 60 locations worldwide, 10 laboratories, and inside of it we have multiple business fields and production facilities. Yeah, our portfolio is we have dry grinding equipment, which basically concludes rotor impact mills and classifier mills, which are for more coarse grinding, and then of course the so-called jet mills for very fine milling, as well as cutting mills for cellulose or fiber type of materials. And then we offer single machines for wet and dry grinding, mixing, dispersing, and homogenization, as well as for classification of powders, as well as we have complete plant solutions. So we have an engineering team, not only in Germany, but as well as in USA, in India, in Brazil, who can design a complete plant solution for different types of materials. Then we have toll grinding, so grinding as a service, as well as labs around the world in Germany, USA, Brazil, China, India, and Korea. Here we can do trials, feasibility tests, as well as scale-up grinding trials for different types of products, and use those trials as a basic for a bigger scale-up for production lines. We have an after-sales support around the world. We have specialists for every type of milling solutions. which offer installation support, spare parts, field service, as well as other spare parts. So let's talk about the actual topic for today. So the title of today's topic is the novel processes for manufacturing of fine-grained NDFEB powders. So let's start with an overview. I will give you first an application background. I will go not too deep into it. And then we will continue with what our technology is and how it benefits the NDFEB magnets, as well as what is available now. So a little bit about the background. In general, you can categorize permanent magnets in these types of different categories, basically. We have the metals, the ferrites, and bonded. We have basically grinding and cutting solutions for all types of these, but today we will focus inside the metals of the to the rare earth magnets, and especially to the rare earth NDFEB as well as samarium cobalt magnet. So in general, my talk will focus on NDFEB, but all this equipment I will show today and the results also are applicable to samarium cobalt magnets. Why are these magnets so important? If you look at this chart, basically this is a ranking or mapping of different types of magnetic materials. On the bottom side, we have the intrinsic coercivity. On the left side, we have the polarization. So very quickly explained, or very short explained, simply the polarization is basically the strength of a magnet, and the intrinsic coercivity is the resistance of this magnet against outer fields, against heat, against external magnetic fields. So in specific applications where you need strong magnets for electric motors or for electric power generation, ideally you have a high polarization as well as a high intrinsic coercivity. So as we can see in this range, we have the sintered NDFEB powders as well as samarium cobalt magnets. So the applications of these kinds of magnets are in the electric mobility. Wind energy plants use a lot of them, up to 500 or 600 kg. There are even bigger wind energy plants now also manufactured. They are used in electric motors for the linear drives and so on, communication and consumer electronics. So if you look into the composition of these rare earth magnets, and maybe if you see some headlines in the recent weeks and months, and you will realize that these rare earths become more and more important, and this is because of the high usage, and there's basically no alternative to these rare earths, alloys for high performance magnets. So a typical NDFEB magnet is composed of 30% neodymium, 60 to 65% of iron, then we have 1% boron, and then other rare earths like dysprosium are added up to 9% to basically tune several properties of the magnets, like the temperature consistency, or it can also be the mechanical properties, and so on. Yeah. So how is the typical production process of such a sintered neodymium iron boron magnet? So we start with the raw material preparation. This basically from the mining, the oxides are separated. The separation is afterwards, you get all the rare earth oxides, and these are then metallized. And then after the metallization, these are melted in strip casting, melting furnaces. And then after the strip casting, you get basically flakes, which look like on this top picture. And these flakes are then, in the next step, hydrogen decrepitated to make them more brittle and also to have a first size reduction. And then this is where our equipment comes into the play. It's the jet milling part. It's basically the powder production part. It's one of the most critical steps in the production of NDFEB magnets, because here you can really tune the quality, the grade of the magnets, as well as control impurities and so on. And afterwards, this powder is pressed and aligned, sintered in furnaces. A sintering process is something like a baking process in a furnace. Then testing, cutting, machining, surface treatment, magnetization, packaging, and this is the, in general, the big process. So what are the requirements? In general, these powders or these HD powder flakes are 2 millimeters thick. And the final, let's say, target, the industrial standard, was always around 4 to 5 micron. There's a new tendency to grind even finer to 2 to 3 micron. These powders are very pyrophoric, dangerous to handle, as well as very difficult. They're sticky, they're very reactive. You have to stay in the complete process in an inert atmosphere to not burn the product. It's a very dangerous and difficult to handle powders. The new tendency to go to 2 to 3 micron is due to that you can increase the coercivity of those magnets. The problem always in the past was if you grind too fine, you receive so much dust that this dust will later catch some oxygen, and that will basically lower the quality or the grade of the magnet. So historically, there were different types of grinding equipment, but I will go now to the right side. When these neodymium iron boron magnets were invented, the start of the grinding was done with the spiral mills, but back then these spiral mills did not have a size limitation, so you would get also a lot of very coarse powder particles, which you did not want. And then the so-called fluidized bed jet mills, which is here on the bottom, were introduced into this market. Basically, these are mills like this. So you feed the product from the top, and here on the bottom, you have three nozzles, which basically have a jet stream of nitrogen, and they will accelerate the particles towards each other. And the particle-particle collision basically makes the grinding. And on the top, you have a classifier, which would limit the size of the particles which can leave the mill. Let's say the disadvantages of such kind of fluidized bed jet mill is, and maybe I will just to clarify, these mills are in general, they work really good for a lot of applications, but if we consider now neodymium iron boron or rare earths inhomogeneous alloys, then we have some problems, and that is when you start feeding the mill in the beginning, your particle size distribution is not constant. So there is no uniform product outcome out of the mill until this milling chamber is filled up with the product. So you need to maintain a certain amount of product inside the fluidized bed jet mill to keep the process running. After some time, if your product has some hard to grind materials like alpha iron, they will stay in the mill, enrich there, and will lower the efficiency of the mill, as well as if you try to clean it without open it, you can basically blast all of the alpha iron through the mill that could contaminate your complete plant. And anyway, sooner or later, you have to stop the mill and basically open it and basically receive this dangerous material. It can be up to 20 to 50 kg of it. That needs to be very difficult already in a long process to be passivated, and then the handling of it is dangerous and it will go all into waste. So what is our solution? We went back to the original idea of grinding of NdFeB. So we introduced our spiral jet mill into the market, but the difference this time is our spiral jet mill has an integrated classifier. That means we can use the advantage of the original spiral jet mill, as well as we can combine it with the classifier of a fluidized bed jet mill. And this technology is basically not new. We are using this for a lot of sticky and dangerous, burnable, flammable materials since many years. And we started recently to introduce this mill also into the grinding of rare earth alloys. So this video will show a general working principle. We have a mill with 6 nozzles, and these nozzles will accelerate the will have a spiral inflow of nitrogen around the classifier. The product will be fed from the side, or it can be also fed from the top directly into the mill. And now you will see how the grinding happens. So in this spiral jet flow, you have a particle or particle-particle collisions, and we have a classifier in the center, and the rotation speed of the classifier will determine how fine the particles are which will leave the mill. The maintenance is very easy. After you stop the feeding, the mill is run empty. This is one of the biggest advantages of that kind of mill, is that the mill is empty after the stop of the feeding. And then the maintenance, the cleaning, the product change is very easily done, and you basically have no loss of product. So once again, a general principle. This is a cross section from the side and from the in front part. We have 6 nozzles to accelerate the material in the spiral trajectory, and we have a classifier in the center, which will basically limit the top cut, also the size of the particles which can leave the mill. Important points: the grinding effect is independent from the amount of material inside the grinding chamber. The particle size distribution is constant from the very beginning. We have a lower D90 to D10 value. I will talk a little bit on more detail on about it later. As well as, and this is very important, if you are in development and improvement of NdFeB magnets, is that we have significant less amount of particles below 1 micron. So we create less dust with that kind of spiral mill, and this dust basically in the later stage can catch oxygen, it can lower the quality of your magnet, it will hurt the sintering temperatures. So everything is limited by this dust, but since this type of mill creates less of the dust, you basically eliminate all of these problems. We have an automatically discharge of hard to grind material inside the chamber. So basically you can purge the milling chamber in an inert process without the need of opening it. So what we see here in this chart, this is a comparison of the spiral M-jet from Netsch with a conventional design of a fluidized jet mill. On the left side, we see the D90 to the D10 value, and on the bottom, we see the D50 value. It basically means the D50 value is the mean average particle size, as well, and the D90 to D10 value means basically how narrow the particle size distribution is, so how uniform the particle distribution is. And as we can see here, for all relevant particle size distributions, we have a lower D90 to D10 value, which means the particle size distribution is always more uniform. Now we have to think a little bit different. Now we are looking just at the D10 value. The D10 value means basically how 10% of powder is below a certain value. So it's a measurement of how much dust and ultra-fine powder you have in your product. And now a higher value is more, let's say, useful for magnets. And here we can see that our mill in itself creates less dust at all relevant particle size distributions for this kind of application. So the relevant applications in the past were 4 to 5 micron, but even at lower D90 to D10, at lower D50 values, we have a very low, very high D10 value, so we create less dust even at fine powders. Then what I explained at the beginning is when we start the product in a conventional fluidized bed jet mill, you have a starting phase. In this phase, the particle size distribution is not uniform. It's much higher than what you target, and you have to wait until the fluidized bed part is or the milling chamber is filled up. Whereas in a spiral jet mill, where the grinding happens independently of the amount of material inside the mill, you're immediately in the grinding zone, and you can basically, you do not have to reject the first chamber or batch of material which comes out of the mill. Yeah. Then we have, as I explained, we have a fully automatically discharge channel where we can clean and purge the mill in the process without the need to open the mill and basically passivate and clean the mill in a very complicated manner. So this mill really exists, it's not on concept. We have built this for a lot of applications. This is a bigger size of that mill, and this is basically a summary of what I've already said. I will skip this. And now I have talked about a more narrow particle size distribution, but we have the opportunity to go even further. So as you can see here, we have the normal SEM or electron microscope picture of powder which comes out of the mill, and we are even able to remove even more out of the dust. And basically we eliminate at any point, we can select at what kind of cutting point we want to eliminate all of the dust. And for this, we use our high dispersing inline classifier. So we add an additional classification step to remove further dust out of the alloys. So this is how a high efficiency classifier works. So basically we feed the product from position one, and nitrogen gas comes into the classifier from position two. We have a vein basket, which basically helps with the deagglomeration of the product. And in the center, we have a classifier, like I explained in the beginning. And this classifier will limit the fineness which can be separated. And at any point, we can make a cut and de-dust the alloy. So as you can see here, this is a typical D50 5 micron powder milled on our MJET spiral mill. And additionally, we have classified it and just to show the difference in between. So you can really see, we can really get rid of the dust. And this can also, it's not only visible on pictures, but you can also see in the Malvern measurements of particle size distribution that the dust is gone. And one of the most important part of this is that in the recycling of end-of-life magnets, when you look at the oxides and the impurities, they are more preferably in these fine ranges of the fine dust. And with the inline classification, we are even able to remove a certain amount of the impurities, the oxides, and the nitrides, especially for recycled magnets. So this is how a process can look like. We start with the MJET spiral mill. The product is ground, and afterwards it's an additional classification is carried out, and the ultra fine dust can be collected in a under the filter, and the nitrogen can be recirculated in a recirculation loop, in a closed loop, to retain the nitrogen. Here, once again, the comparison. So we have the conventional jet mill, we have the spiral mill, and with the classified powder from the M-class, we are even able to really go further down with the D90 to D10 value. So typically, if you say we are able to go below 4, this is already world class. And I mean, and when you go even below 3 in the D90 to D10 value, this is, I would say, this is really the limit of what these kind of dry mills can do. So here, it's not just claims. So we really made magnets out of this inline classified powder. And with the same alloy and the same particle size distribution, we can see that we, after the inline classification and the removal of the dust, we could really increase the properties of the magnets. We could increase the knee field strength, the squareness, as well as the intrinsic coercivity. So these magnets were produced, or we asked an institute to produce them, but it's not that what our results are. So these are recent publications by Fraunhofer IWKS. They were really recently published in 2026. On the left side, we have the comparison of different types of magnets. Here, they use a so-called two-powder method. On the left side, this is a single-powder magnet out of classified and unclassified powder. And you can see with the additional classification, you can increase the magnetic field or the coercivity without, and this is the important part, without really decreasing the remanence of the magnet. And this is really proven that you can see with the inline classification, you can really improve the magnetic quality. And on the right side, what we see here, if you focus on this chart, here, this was done by Mario Schönfeld. He has a talk tomorrow. It's very interesting. You should have, you should listen to that as well. He showed in his PhD thesis that with the inline classification, he could get rid of the oxides and the nitrides in the end-of-life magnets and push the properties of end-of-life magnets almost close. So the properties of the recycled magnets were almost pushed close to the properties of the end-of-life magnets. So even in the carbides, we can see that we are even lower than the initial end-of-life magnet. Yeah. So what are the advantages? We can remove the finest or the coarsest particles. We can create a narrower particle size distribution and improve the magnetic properties. So this is our pilot scale and lab scale mill. It can produce from 1 to 15 kg of product per hour. You have no residue after the grinding stage, so you don't waste any material. It's a modular system. So on the left side, we have the mill. In the middle, we have the de-dusting unit, so to say. This is an optional module. It is able to be demounted, and you can basically compare grinding to inline classified powder. It enables you to extract oxides, nitrides, and other impurities, and so to enhance the magnetic properties. Then also we have the production lines with a biggest production scale up to 550 kg per hour, and a closed loop nitrogen circulation with an optional de-dusting. So we have the mill on the left side, the de-dusting unit in the middle, and the filter on the right side. Yeah. So that's all from my side. So if you have any questions, you can ask now. You can also contact me afterwards. We are located in Hanau in Germany, and we are looking forward to any questions or inquiries from your side. Thank you so much.